From Politico's California Playbook, Carla Marinucci is here. And, of course, in the playbook this morning, just released earlier today, of course, there's a story about the situation in California with regard to the sanctuary cities. And, of course, there are a couple of sides to this thing. The president himself says, quote, there's a revolution going on in California. So many sanctuary areas want out of this ridiculous crime-infested and breeding concept. Carla, is it just me, or I totally missed the breeding concept part of all of this? What is that supposed to mean?
I have no idea. In fact, on Twitter this morning, people are asking this question and saying, what exactly is he talking about with breeding? In fact, Representative Ten Lieu, a congressman from Southern California, said that is a despicable reference. What is he talking? Is he talking about immigrants breeding? We're not exactly sure.
I don't know. Sanctuary city supporters breeding? I'm not sure who's breeding.
This is the second day in a row that President Trump has gone back on California and Jerry Brown. Obviously, this is something that appeals to his base very much. And, you know, Jerry Brown is back on the East Coast speaking and basically kind of, look, hey, we've got it. We have had conversations with the federal government on what the National Guard are supposed to do. We've got it handled. There's no problem. But President Trump is really on a tear on this one. Pat and Larry, I don't know what to say. This is yet another case where I think he feels that this is an issue that appeals to his base, and he's going to continue to ramp it up no matter what the actual conversation is here.
Final tale of the tape is in, Carla, for who is actually running for governor of California. 27 candidates qualify for the June ballot, 12 Democrats, 5 Republicans, 5 no party preference, 2 Greens, 2 Libertarians, a peace and freedom candidate. We also have a Pollitt comedian,
like
a pro-nuclear environmentalist, and of course we have an actor, Clement Tanage, who started Fast and the Furious. Thank you very much.
That's right. That if you look at the actual list, Larry, of the number of people running for governor, and by the way, it's not cheap to run for governor. You have to pay several thousand dollars to get on the ballot and collect, I think, a couple of thousand signatures. Some people, it's a cause, and there's a lot of people, including, you mentioned, there's a puppeteer, there's a nuclear physicist.
See, to me, the puppeteer seems perfect for the job.
Actually, yes, and the guy, the actor, as you mentioned, the Fast and Furious actor, who I think will get a lot of attention. That it's an interesting thing that, 27 people want this job. Are they out of their mind?
Yeah,
all I can say. I mean, this has got to be, probably the second most important job in the United States when you talk about elected officials, because the California governor runs the 6th largest economy in the world. So, 27 people who want to do that, I would say, there's an insanity issue going on here.
And talking about tough jobs, Carla, I've always felt that being first lady is one of the toughest, and you don't even get paid for it, by the way. But across
That's
the
right.
board and across the aisle, honors coming in for former first lady Barbara Bush and her passing at the age of 92.
Exactly. I mean, Barbara Bush really had a class act going just throughout her life. This very kind of sassy but intelligent matriarch and a historic place, being the mother of presidents and the wife of president. I think this is one thing that both parties have agreed on this week. Her loss is a very big one to the country. She really showed how that job should be done. In terms of, using it to push a cause, literacy, and many other causes,
was able
to use the bully pulpit there.
We talked to with Mike Thompson earlier this morning. He reminded me that she was among the first, as she was first lady, to go to the hospital and hold babies with AIDS, and to try to get rid of that stigma.
That's right. I mean, and this is a reminder that the first lady. And we've seen it many times, can put shed light on a cause in a very effective way, in a way that even the president can't. And Barbara Bush really showed how to do that. And I think she will be greatly missed by Republicans and Democrats alike. And that is not an easy thing in this partisan age. But she has both parties in agreement. And if you saw the outpouring of affection for her in the last day, I think it's really a tribute to her and to the family.
Yeah, it's been a remarkable thing to see, and inspirational in many ways, too. Carla, thanks so much for being here this morning. We will talk to you next week.
Always good to be with you guys. Thanks.
That is Carla Marinucci from the Politico's California Playbook.